with the brain trust. The oldest of the old. One Eye, Otto, and Hagop. Goblin was too far away, and Lady both too far and disqualified by being too intimately involved. A captain who thought with his balls instead of his brains could get a lot of people killed. I don't worship any gods myself, though I guess some are real in their own ways. I have to believe that all of them get regular belly laughs because one of them was ingenious enough to create human sexuality. Even greed and lust for power don't come close to generating the stupidities that us being male and female do. But by giving it half a thought, I can think of as many glories that spring from the same dichotomy. Say, Kisara. God's Mergen. You need to get away from this half-dead old man. You're a hired sword. A soldier. You should not be playing philosophical games. Not even with yourself. Chapter 99. I popped out of contact with smoke. It's time, One Eye. She's gone. The little wizard tossed a friendly miniature owl into the darkened hallway. Untouched by confusion spells, it headed for that part of town where it imagined it nested. It didn't look for any particular human. That was not its mission. But plenty of humans looked for it. When it fluttered past them, 2 dozen Black Company veterans and their Nguyenbao bodyguards rushed a building that had deserved raising a generation before the Shadow Masters entered this quarter of the world. I had tracked Soulcatcher back to that building from her raid on Smoke's library. She felt so safe there, she was almost contemptuous of security precautions. She'd managed to get by undisturbed there for years. She was going to be one unhappy player when she discovered that she was less in control than she imagined. I watched, pleased, while Black Company soldiers took the building by the numbers and in a manner so professional that not one captain ever would have found cause for complaint. The men now even had the knack of getting their jobs done without stumbling over the Nguyenbao, who were worse than a herd of cats when it came to getting underfoot. You just had to use them like they were your shadows. Hardly anyone not directly involved noticed my guys. They got inside, spread out, dug deep, found what I wanted, gathered it up, and got back out long before Soulcatcher discovered that she'd been outmaneuvered. Otto and Hagop directed the raid. Putting them in charge was my way of bringing them back into the family. Good soldiers. They carried out my suggestions, not just cleaning out Soulcatcher's hideout, but grabbing her favorite white crow. They plucked a couple of his feathers and left them in place of the books, tied together with a strand of hair taken from the head of a much younger Soulcatcher a long time back, and come south with the plunder brought by Otto and Hagop. That ought to rattle her. Maybe I should have let Croaker and Lady in on my scheme. In a way